The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Injury Show. The Champions of the People Injury Show. We call ourselves Champions of the People because for over 30 years we have championed people's causes and helped them put their lives back together again and help their families. As we said many times, when you have an injury, it not only affects you, it affects your entire family structure. Sometimes it's the breadwinner, sometimes it's not. Doesn't matter. The entire family structure is affected, sometimes devastated, always affected. It's very serious, and it's also serious that you need to know what to do, what the steps are, what your protocols are, what the game plan is. You need a legal game plan. And as you know, we've written a book called Legal Game Plan. You can get our book free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. All of these podcasts and shows are there, and there are tips there as well. And when you go to championsofthepeople.com, right away you can click on a button to listen to and understand and learn what you need to know and do before you have the very first phone call with an adjuster for the at-fault party after an accident. Because believe Brad and I, they try to take advantage of you right there. You will learn what to do. You will learn what to say. And also, on our website, championsofthepeople.com, we've got a button right there, easy to find, that you can hit for a quick checklist and a quick review of what you need to do and know before you talk to the adjuster or before they call you. Sometimes they just call you out of the blue. You're having an accident and they call you out of the blue and you're caught by surprise. They have their scripts. They're well-trained. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. This is the Champions of the People Injury Show. Today, we're talking about the subject of whiplash. What is whiplash? How does it work? How do the insurance companies treat it? How are you injured with whiplash? How does it happen? What's the mechanism of injury? All these things are very important. But what the insurance company knows, what the insurance company tries to do with whiplash is amazing. We will teach you today. So, Brad, let's talk about whiplash to begin with. The insurance companies for years have kind of used it as a dirty term, sort of a vile term. You suffered whiplash. Nobody's going to believe you. What is whiplash?
Well, it probably ranks in my mind as maybe the second most misunderstood injury that you get from a car crash. The first, obviously, being a closed head injury that nobody ever believes. And then you have whiplash that everybody, if they believe you have a whiplash, they believe it's going to go away in 2 weeks. And if it hasn't gone away in a couple of weeks, you must be faking. One of the reasons may be because to a degree, everybody has whiplash sometime in their life and they encounter it if they're very active at all. It's an easy injury to get. And it's one that you still can't necessarily see on x-rays. You can't see it. So it's once again one where you just assume the person has to be, if they've got it, they have to recover. They have to be recovering within a couple of days or within a couple of weeks, and nobody pays attention to it. The thing is we have degrees of whiplash. And because we have degrees of whiplash, you have to pay attention to how badly the person was hurt. The other thing is that we obviously fail to understand that the degree of whiplash you can get is not necessarily dependent on how badly the car is damaged. And a lot of times not even is it dependent upon how much the speed is of the vehicles, because there's a lot going on in whiplash injury. And some of it is disc and bone problems that you know, needs to be the subject matter of an MRI or an x-ray. But most of the time, it's something that people say, it'll go away. Don't worry.
The insurance companies rely on that, and they rely on these studies that say that most people, those are the key words, listen to those words, most people get over this within 2 to 6 weeks. So why didn't you? So what's your problem? The problem is a large percentage do not get over it. So they tried to make it look like it's a made-up diagnosis. It's a made-up fake because you went to the emergency room. The doctors at the emergency room give you an MRI of your neck. It was normal. It was not remarkable. It was negative. It didn't show anything. They give you x-rays, and those same things were normal. So the insurance company then takes a position that this doctor's diagnosis of sprain strain, which we covered in our diagnosis show, the sprain strain, this whiplash, doesn't really exist. It's almost like fibromyalgia. If you've ever had anybody in your family have fibromyalgia, there's no definitive scan or test that's going to prove fibromyalgia. Same thing with TBI. Brad just mentioned that, traumatic brain injuries. Well, we all know that they denied they existed. They didn't exist. They're not real until everything broke out with the NFL. And now there's all kinds of protocol and treatment available, and it's well known and suddenly accepted that traumatic brain injuries occur, but you couldn't see them. You see the symptoms. You experience the symptoms. It changes and alters your life, but you don't see them. And so, and Brad made just a good point. I'm going to ask him to expound on here in a little bit, because when you have a whiplash, you know, you got to look at the symptoms, but it can affect other parts of your body. The insurance companies want you to say or want you to believe that it's just a muscle injury, should just go away, it's no big deal, we're not going to pay you for it. But sometimes you get very debilitating consequences or related symptoms to the whiplash.
You certainly do, and it's something you have to pay attention to. Another problem a lot of times you come into is a whiplash may not show up for maybe 24 hours, maybe even longer, after the crash has occurred. And once again, you're going, well, why would that happen? And the body's reaction to an injury is different with every person. The body's reaction to an event is different with regard to every person. So you cannot just believe that, hey, if it didn't show up immediately, or if you weren't hurting within an hour, then by gosh, you couldn't have been hurt. That's just plain wrong. Whiplash symptoms are numerous. They can be very complicated. They're long-lasting. And they can be very hard to diagnose, really. It's a disorder that needs to be dealt with appropriately. A lot of times people relate it to a stinger, or they relate it only if you've had a concussion. They don't understand that you can have radiculopathy with it, which is a pinching pain down into your arms and radiating into your shoulder. That shoulder injury could be, or that shoulder pain could be a whiplash injury. So you have to understand that whiplash has many, many different symptoms that you have to pay attention to. And when they come up, you have to pay attention when they come up, because a lot of times, just because they haven't been there right away doesn't mean you didn't get a whiplash injury. And how you're going to react to treatment is very difficult to determine also.
You and your attorney need to understand the mechanism of injury. That's important to be able to prove how this happened, how this whiplash incident occurred. But further than that, you and your attorney need to understand the medicine. Most people don't go to medical school. You need to understand the medicine and prove the medicine, such as you have whiplash. Certainly your muscles are involved, or ligaments involved, most likely. Many times it's neurological involvement as well. Brad just talked about radiculopathy, radiating pain. But if you don't know these concepts, and if you don't understand what whiplash can do, do not let the insurance company convince you you had whiplash. We're not going to pay you. We can't see it. Your films are negative. You're good. You're just making this up. You have what they call all the time about secondary gain, meaning you're just in this thing to make a claim, to make money. You're not really hurt. You're not really injured. However, now you've been treating 6 months, a year. You have unrelenting headaches. You have neurological signs and symptoms, and they just won't go away. And you are not going to let them win this war. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to talk to you. We'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Brad, let's talk some more about these symptoms of whiplash. You've got, you have neck pain and stiffness, and it goes on and on. But let's tell people what they are so they can recognize them, and so that you will not let the insurance company take advantage of you.
Well, exactly, and it is important. The neck pain and stiffness is one that normally is going to come on fairly soon after you've experienced the mechanism of injury, and we'll get into the mechanics of how the whiplash occurs and why it's occurred a little later. But you're going to have neck pain and stiffness, and you're going to notice the pain is worse with movement. which is a difficult situation because a lot of times the best way to deal with that injury with the whiplash is to have movement. But yet it hurts so much with movement that you end up finding yourself holding it yourself very stiff and rigid. Loss of range of motion in the neck, and you notice that you can't turn your neck to see one side or the other of what's going on in your life. Headaches, a lot of headaches that a lot of times are going to start at the base of the skull. They're going to work their way up, and you're going to have them on the back of your head and into your head and your forehead. Other times, it's just going to be there under your forehead. Tenderness or pain in the shoulder and upper back or arms, and that's a one that's really surprising for people because they're going, how can pain in my shoulder be the result of a whiplash? Well, it's there. You can have tingling in the numbness in the arms, tingling or numbness in your arms, and believe it or not, fatigue and dizziness. Both those symptoms are symptoms that you also may face some problems. You're going to be tired, and a lot of times that's going to be associated with the restrictive function you have in your body, and you're going to have dizziness from the whiplash. And then people can also have blurred vision and ringing in the ears. That's another one that a lot of times you don't necessarily associate with whiplash. Sleep disturbances, irritability, difficulty concentrating, memory problems, depression. All those are symptoms that you may very well be facing with whiplash.
So you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Both Brad and I have over 30 years of experience helping injured victims and their families. Today we're talking about whiplash. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. You can download our books, an e-copy free. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. We're here for you. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your legal minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your MedPay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the MedPay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. The Champions of the People Injury Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. We are attorneys. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our law firm has been established since 1984, and we practiced law before that. Brad and I practiced in another firm before we formed our own firm in 1984 to help people, to educate people, and get you through and help you navigate this insurance maze when you've been injured. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. And I'll tell you what, when you come in to see us, you're going to get a free initial consultation, a significant, meaningful free initial consultation. Not just, hi, how are you, and let's just go forward. You need to understand, we make you understand, we teach you, we educate you, so you know what your legal game plan is when you walk out our door. That simple. And if you don't know the legal game plan, you're heading down the wrong path. 303-795-5900. Whiplash, that's our subject for today. Don't you ever let an insurance company take advantage of you or say, well, you just suffered whiplash. Tell you what, we're going to pay you $500 for your pain and suffering, and we're going to pay your medical bills. That's not acceptable. What is acceptable is to fully understand the comprehensive diagnosis. A neck sprain, strain in the emergency room, as we've taught you before, that's the initial diagnosis. That's not the final diagnosis. Just because your x-rays and films and MRIs and CT scans were negative and didn't show anything, the resolution of those tests are such that they likely won't show many things. And so, but the insurance companies rely on it. You had an x-ray, you didn't have any broken bones. So you need to understand the symptoms of whiplash, but how do you prove this? How do you go about proving this to the insurance company who doubts, they doubt traumatic brain injuries because they're invisible. They doubt whiplash because it's invisible. Okay, so sometimes with whiplash, Brad, you can have other anatomical structures and body parts in your body that are affected. You can have neurological nerve issues. You can have ligaments. You can have tendons. You can have muscles. You can have neurological headaches, all derivative from whiplash.
Well, most certainly, you're going to have these problems. The longer they last, the more you should be realizing that you may have a problem. You may have a problem that needs immediate attention. Actually, you should have gotten immediate attention when it was happening. Severe pain. And I want people to understand, these are the type of injuries that may come not necessarily from a car crash. It can come from a slip and fall. If you fall backwards and your head goes through the same motions, that we'll talk about the mechanism of injury again in a little later. But if you fall, yes, you can easily have the same type of injury. Sports injuries, these are sports injuries too. And of course, those aren't something that we necessarily would be saying there's a dynamic for being able to recover any kind of loss, but the sports injuries occurred. These occur in skiing injuries. There's a lot of times you're facing a potential problem with a whiplash that has to be paid, that you have to give attention to. When you notice severe pain and neck instability, it's really time to start pushing your doctor and your physical therapist and your chiropractor into doing more for your injury. Now, once again, let's everybody pay attention to the fact that your emergency room doctor is probably going to totally ignore a whiplash. Unless the emergency room doctor thinks that you've got it bad enough and severe enough that it could lead to some kind of paralysis or a potential life-threatening, if not immediately stabilized, they're probably going to ignore that injury and that pain and that problem. The emergency room doctor is not even going to pay attention to it. It's going to say, go see your primary care physician, go see a chiropractor, go see a physical therapist, go see someone else. But you can still have severe pain and neck instability. Now, when that pain and tingling and numbness and weakness starts to radiate into your shoulders and your arms or your hands, it's time to start thinking about missing work. It's time to think about doing what it takes to get away from whatever you're doing to go see the doctor, because now it's time to interrupt your normal life and get to see the doctor. If you start noticing problems with your balance and your coordination, this can be from whiplash. You can also have problems with mental issues, increased irritability and depression, trouble sleeping, and sometimes you got to watch. You're going to maybe associate the trouble sleeping with a pillow or with a problem in the neck, and you're going to change the pillows and you're going to change your angles and how you're sleeping. Well, it's still something that you have to pay attention to, because the whiplash may be causing the trouble. Reduced concentration, changes in behavior, drastic changes can occur.
You know, a lot of these injuries and the symptoms Brad was talking about overlap into other potential diagnoses. That's why your initial diagnosis is not the final diagnosis. That's why you will never let the insurance company convince you of this. And you'll never let them say, well, it was just whiplash. So you must be making this up. You must be faking it. And so we're not going to pay you. You have to be able to prove this. But to be able to prove it, you and your attorney need to understand the medicine. And Brad has just gone over a lot of symptoms. You know, we talk about rapid acceleration and deceleration of the neck in an accident or trauma, a slip and fall. That's the mechanism of injury. But, you know, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg today. I mean, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We will help you. You can get a free initial consultation, a meaningful free initial consultation. We will help you understand the medicine and how you need to navigate the insurance maze legally. So you need attorneys that understand the medicine. You know, let's talk about flexion and extension a second. When the neck is initially forced into extension, it causes a stretching of what they call the flexor muscles, including the SCM and including the front of the neck, right? We have to know this. This is how you prove it. This is just one of the ways. There's many ways to do it. It also has a jamming of the facet joint. You have to know what a facet joint is and how it affects you. Facet joint injuries don't show up on films, right? So you have to know that. It would be at the back of the spine. When the head forcefully moves into flexion, So you have extension and you have flexion. That causes a whole host of different symptoms and problems and issues. It causes a stretching and tearing of the extensor muscles, including the cervical, extensors, traps, and suboccipital muscles. So, bottom line, whiplash, not just a generic term, very debilitating. And if you've had it and it won't go away, it can be very debilitating. You understand the medicine. You understand the mechanism of injury. You understand what you need to do to prove this. And you're not going to let the insurance company win this war. And you're not going to accept an early, quick settlement just because the insurance company says you have whiplash and therefore we're not going to pay you.
Well, and that's the danger. The danger is huge because if I said to somebody, okay, a person's been in an accident and they're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, and weakness and radiation in their arms and shoulders and hands, that they have trouble balancing and they have trouble with coordination and they're having mental issues, they have increased irritability and depression and trouble sleeping, reduced concentration, and changes in behavior, drastic changes in behavior. Anybody listening to that would say, well, you got to get them to a doctor, and this is going to take a lot of work, and this could be a very significant injury, and it's a very significant injury. And then if I said, well, and people are going to be saying this is a terrible situation that happened to this person. Then if I turn around and go, well, they suffered whiplash, people go, oh, it's just whiplash. Well, what are we concerned about? So you have to understand that whiplash has degrees of injury, and what we label whiplash can be just so, so different depending on the person and depending on what's happened. You know, Gary, you were talking extension and flexion of the head, and we'll go over what goes on and how that happens in an accident. But extension is basically where your head is being forced back, and I want you to act like you're sitting still or you're standing still and you're trying to look up at the sky. And as you're trying to look up at the sky, that's when you're, and as I'm doing it in the studio, it makes me my voice come in and out on the microphone, but you look up at the sky, and you look up at the sky very, very, very high, very far back with your head, and it's been forced back by a force, slammed back, and that's extension. Extension is what happens when you're first rear-ended. Extension a lot of times is what happens when you fall. These things occur. Okay, then you have the flexion. And the flexion is your head then smacks back into place and goes all the way down to where your chin almost touches and can touch your chest or touches your neck down below your neck. And you're being thrown that way. Your head is being thrown back very rapidly and forward very rapidly. And that's a huge, huge movement that's going to cause muscles and ligaments to be strained and to be sprained. It can easily, I want you to think about how your skull is and how your spinal cord is, how your skull sits on top of your spinal cord, and how you've got these, that everybody has to recognize, you've got these problems that are affiliated with the facet joints, and you've got discs that are in between the facet joints, and how those are getting slammed back and forth in a sudden movement. And Gary, we can talk later about if you happen to have your head turned.
Right. If you have it turned, we call it torque. Engineers call it torque. It's torque. It results in a worse force on your neck, to the part of the neck that's turned. Some people are looking to the right when they get rear-ended. Maybe they're looking to the left. Maybe they're stopped. Maybe they're looking around. They're not doing anything wrong driving. They're not moving at the point in time, so they're stopped. And if you have torque on your anatomy, it can cause more severe debilitating injuries. Look, you can have neurological issues, neurological injuries. You can have microscopic bleeding. You can have radiculopathy, pain. And some of the symptoms, Brad, we're talking about overlap with traumatic brain injury. But you need to know this. And that's why you don't take a quick settlement. And that's why you don't let the insurance company convince you. And that's why you don't let the insurance company win this war. You can win the war. We can help you. 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we've been helping people for over 30 years, injured victims. We can help you with a meaningful, significant, free initial consultation. 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in.
Mushrooms.
Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Are you ready? The Bell and Pollock Show, the Champions of the People Injury Show, our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. All of our books are there. Our articles are there. And we have a button that you can hit to listen to and understand and learn what you need to know before the first phone call with the adjuster after an accident. It's right on the homepage. Also, a separate button right on the homepage, easy to find. You can hit it, and it gives you a downloadable, printable checklist right away. Easy to do of what you need to know and say and do with the insurance adjuster. They have scripts. Why don't you? They have attorneys. Why don't you? You have to know the level playing field. You have to make it a level playing field. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about whiplash. So the first thing you're going to do is never fall into the trap of, the initial diagnosis was neck sprain strain, therefore you must be over it. Most people get over it in 6 weeks. Why aren't you over it? There must be a different motive you have. You must be making this up, and nothing can be further from the truth. Once you've passed this threshold and you have these chronic symptoms, and chronic can mean permanent the rest of your life. You know, it's like having a very, very bad stiff neck when you slept on it wrong, and it won't go away. And when it does go away, finally, you can say hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sometimes in whiplash injuries, there is no hallelujah moment, right? And if there isn't, you better be prepared to prove your case with the insurance company for the at-fault party. Period. You need to know the medical literature. You need to know the studies. Your attorney needs to know these. And you need to understand the mechanism of injury. Rapid acceleration and deceleration of the head. Brad described it in the last, before the break, the rapid acceleration of the deceleration of the head. And we talked about flexion and extension, various serious maneuvers. But this can happen many, many times very rapidly. It's almost like a shaken baby syndrome. Nothing happened. Can't see it. Right? Must not exist. Don't know. Oh, no, wait a minute. There's sore muscles. There are neurological injuries. There's severe neurological injuries because the baby was shaken, because the TBI, because an NFL player, a football player, suffers a concussion. Same thing, fibromyalgia. There's no test or diagnostic tool to definitively identify it, but it's there. And it can be diagnosed, but you have to have good doctors that understand this. You know, Brad, I've used it before in court. Sometimes, even deal with an lanoaxial injury, but here, a whiplash. It's almost like standing in a rowboat. Think about this. Standing up in a rowboat, you're out on the water, with weights in each hand, and it's choppy water, and you're trying to balance yourself.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're facing a situation that can have so many effects on your body and what your functioning is. And when we talk about injuries, we talk about certain things from injuries, and basically, nobody cares about injuries as much as they care about symptoms, and because there can be an injury in a person. But if there's no symptoms, they go, well, you know, let's wait and see if it causes a problem. Well, it's funny how you can have a severe injury, and if they're saying, well, it's not causing any real symptoms and problems, then let it go. But if you have what they want to phrase as a small injury, whiplash, oh, you just had whiplash, they want to, and it's causing severe symptoms, then people don't care. And you know, it's like Gary said, on the different ways that it affects your life and the things that it does that weren't occurring before the crash. Now, everybody's going to say, when you hit a certain age, everybody's going to say, I had neck pain in the past. And the neck pain went away. And that's what causes a lot of times delayed care for these type of injuries. Because you've had neck pain in the past. You've been sore in the past. You've been stiff in the past. And you're saying, well, I've been through a crash. Of course I'm going to be sore and stiff. And you're a good person. And that's what happens to good people. You know, there's a saying that no good deed ever goes unpunished. Well, that's what happens when you're dealing with insurance companies and defense lawyers and this kind of thing, because you're a good person. And you're not running out saying, I got to sue. You're initially thinking it's going to go away, or you get some care and you think it'll go away, and you're not looking to make anything major out of it, because you're going, this is a minor insignificant thing in my life. Because these injuries should go away.
I want to cover one of the traps with you right now. You go to the emergency room, you've been in an accident, you don't want to go to the emergency room, you wanted to go home, you're on the way to the store, whatever you were doing, you don't want to be in an ambulance going to the emergency room, but there you are. And then they give you the diagnosis of sprain, strain, all your tests are negative, here's some pain medication and muscle relaxants, be on your way, see your primary care doctor, and if you don't have one, you can come back and see us, right? Typical discharge instructions. And then the insurance company later says, well, wait a minute, you didn't report these symptoms until 2 days after the accident, or you didn't report them until a week after the accident. Everybody knows in this business that many times with whiplash, you can have delayed onset of symptoms, right? So you're not going to let them do this to you. Delayed onset of symptoms. So 2 days after the accident, you can't even get out of bed. You didn't report that at the scene, the insurance company says. You didn't report it to the insurance company, to the emergency room doctors, the insurance company says, right? It's not in your records. You didn't report headaches. You didn't report radiating pain. You didn't report neurological symptoms and signs. So therefore, you must not have it. But what about delayed onset? And then people say, I experienced it. I thought it was going to get better. It didn't. So I called my doctor and I couldn't get an appointment for a week, right? Typical. Then they say you didn't. Not only did you not report these signs and symptoms to the emergency room, but you didn't even go to the doctor for a week. And you say, I can't get in. You understand the game. You understand the war. You can win the war. You know, Brad, let's talk about whiplash, and you got flexion and extension and neurological injuries, and some of these symptoms are delayed onset, but you still prove them.
Right, and that's the important part, is you have to be able to prove them. And the first thing is obviously looking at the crash and seeing how it happened, or looking at the fall and seeing how it happened, to confirm that this could have happened. Just about every rear-end accident is going to involve some type of flexion extension, and usually the hitting of the head on the back of the seat, or forcing the head forward where you're shaking the brain. Just about every single one of them. And you can talk about it being a small one, you're still going to get that jar. You're still going to get that effect. Is it going to be as huge as and cover as much ground as we've talked about? Maybe not, but it's still going to occur, and there's going to be some tension and some force put on your muscles and your ligaments and your discs and your facets. It's going to be some force put on those areas in your neck. That's what happens in accidents, because we now have situations where the seat is going forward when it gets hit, and it's going into our body, and we are seat belted in. So we're not going to go forward. We're going to be seat belted in and attached to the body, to the seat. And because we're being attached to the seat, the only thing that gets thrown around is going to be your neck. It's your head and your neck that's getting thrown around when that happens. So
I tell you what, let's take an example here from the engineering field, because they talk about load. Engineers talk about load, right? And let's say you're building a house, a building, or an office building. And you got to measure the load that's going to be on there. And then, so what happens when you put the load on it? Or you have another type of engineering test, a motion test, and you put the load on the facility or the structure that you're testing. That's an important concept. You want to see what the load does to the product or to the body. In our case, into the body. So the load, you have a perfectly existing anatomical structure, no symptoms, and the load changes everything, and it doesn't show up on an x-ray. It's still provable. You know, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg here today. If you want to have a free initial consultation with us, call us at 303 303- 795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Brad, let's talk about, a little bit more about this load, because if you're weaker, if you're in a more fragile state, but you have no symptoms, that's completely different. But you can use that in your favor. It's not against you.
Right. And that's the thing. All of us have different makeup in our bodies. As we get older, we start having some deterioration and degenerative discs. And boy, the defense lawyers and defense doctors love to seize on that. Some of us are stronger in the neck. Some of us are not as strong in the neck. Some of us work out and maintain a better physical ability to withstand some kind of hitting or some kind of force and load. Some of us don't. All of us are different. Some of us have had pre-existing problems and have had a whiplash prior to this, and now we're more susceptible to it hurting us again versus others who haven't had that situation. It all depends. You know, I can still remember years and years ago when I played high school football, even we did exercises to try and strengthen our necks. Well, you know, I haven't done those in years. Can't say I'm as strong back now or now as I was back in high school. So we start going, okay, how and what effect it's going to have on our body and what effect that kind of load or that kind of pressure is going to have is going to be unique to each person. Now, how does it affect you in your life? And once again, we go back to every person's life is different. So every person's life is unique, and we have to address the uniqueness of what that injury is. And why the person needs to be taken care of and compensated appropriately.
And we've preached many, many times you have to have a legal game plan, right, for how the accident occurred. Sometimes they contest how this accident occurred. You have to have a legal game plan and strategy for that. Read our book, Legal Game Plan. It's trademark protected. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are free. If you want a hard copy, call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. What happens in an accident? You're rear-ended, you're weaker in the neck. Then the insurance companies and their lawyers try to blame it on you. And you say, it's not my fault. I was sitting at a stoplight, a red light. I was rear-ended. Yes. And then they say, but you should be over this by now. Yes. And then the insurance company and their lawyers say, you had a pre-existing condition. That's your problem. It's not this 45-mile-an-hour rear-end impact. That couldn't be the problem. The problem is you had a weaker neck. You didn't take care of your neck. You didn't exercise for 49 years. You didn't strengthen your neck. So that's your problem. But if you're in a weakened state, that is in your favor under the McLaughlin case in Colorado, and I can't go through that right now, and we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. Under the McLaughlin case, you can use a pre-existing condition in many situations to your favor, but you need to know it, and your attorney needs to know it. Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. We're talking about emergency room visits. We're talking about car crashes and your injuries. When you go to the emergency room, it's a traumatic event. You're probably not thinking clearly. You need to remember to try to tell the doctors all your legitimate symptoms that you're feeling. Many times the symptoms get missed. They get missed in the ambulance ride. They get missed once you get to the emergency room. You don't remember to tell them about your ankle or your low back or your hip. They're concentrating on your neck. Maybe they're worried about your spinal cord. Maybe they're worried about a brain bleed. They're doing MRIs. They might do a CT scan. The insurance companies try to use these records against you when you're in your weakest moment. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. Give us a call.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. You're injured. It's a car crash. You've been rear-ended. Now you're going to talk to the insurance adjuster. Surely they're going to help you. Wrong. Surely they're going to be on your side. Wrong. Do you know what to say and do in the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster? If they said, we're going to send you a few forms to fill out, would you do it? We're going to send you some releases and a questionnaire. Should you do it? No. Should you sign the releases? No. you need to listen to our show. Go to our website. Listen, championsofthepeople.com. There's a button there that you can hit, and it's called What You Need to Know Before the Very First Phone Call with the Insurance Adjuster. You can come in, have a free initial consultation with us, and we'll help you there. And we'll give you a free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Champions of the People Injury Show. The only show of its kind. It doesn't get any better than this. Every week we teach you and tell you what you need to know, but we touch the tip of the iceberg. There's no way that we can tell you everything you need to know in every case, but we try to give you a level playing field with the information that we do give you. You know, sometimes Brad and I on our other radio shows tell people, they call in on our live call-in show, we tell them you don't need an attorney. You don't need to see an attorney. You can do this, 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 and this. But in this field, right here, right now, we will tell you you need an attorney. And the insurance companies in the past, they've tried to discourage people. There was one famous case up in the Northwest about that. They tried to discourage people from seeing attorneys. But their own statistics show that you get a bigger and better recovery if you have an attorney. And if you know the playing field. And if you have the information to win the war. Today we're talking about whiplash. Don't let the insurance company just convince you whiplash is no big deal. It could be a fraud. You're a fraud. They imply you're lying. They imply you're cheating. And you're sitting there in debilitating pain and problems every day. It's affecting your life, your quality of life, and your work. And so you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. So, Brad, let's talk about this pre-existing condition. Because when you have a neck that's been injured, maybe you injured your neck before. So they're going to say, that's your problem. But that makes your neck in a more vulnerable, weakened state. And you can also do it with older age, desiccated discs, facet joints that aren't proper. Nobody's in perfect, proper anatomical health at the time they're whammed from behind.
Sure. And that's the thing. By the time you've reached into your late 20s, you've probably had a neck injury or you probably had neck pain. And so they'd love to send an interrogatory, which is a question that's asked during the litigation process. Or they love in the deposition, which is a questioning of you under oath in the litigation process. They love to look at you and ask you, have you ever had neck pain before? And, well, yeah. Have you ever had a headache before? Well, yeah. I still remember when I was 21 and went out on my birthday and we had a bunch of drinks and I had a hangover the next morning and I had a headache. Oh, you've had a headache before. You've had neck pain before. Well, that means that you've had this injury before and what you're having is a flare-up of that previous injury. Now, it's so funny. You've had a flare-up of that, and you really aren't having problems from our car crash. You've had a flare-up of that previous injury. And you're going, so there's no way this car crash caused the injury? And other doctors all go, well, maybe it caused temporary problems you should have been over with in a couple of days or a couple of weeks. And you say, well, am I going to have flare-ups from this in the future? And they go, no, you're having flare-ups from that time you were playing flag football or touch football at the company picnic and hurt yourself or playing volleyball and hurt yourself. Well, that's just not true, period. They might be able to convince people at times, but that's not true. Now you go to the other thing. What if you have had an injury? What if you've had a significant whiplash in the past or a real whiplash in the past? And now they're saying, now look, it's the prior whiplashes that you're suffering from, not our whiplash. Well, that's not true either. You had recovered from the pain and the symptoms. Now, as far as the injury itself, it probably puts you in a weakened condition because like anything in life, if you damage it once and then fix it, you make it weaker. It becomes weaker. And because it's become weaker, it's more susceptible to being damaged again when it takes another impact or when it experiences the forces we've talked about in this show.
That's what the McLaughlin case is about. It's a Colorado Supreme Court decision. So let's give you an example to bring that one to light, right? So let's say you have this, you've been rear-ended at a light and you had never had any pre-existing condition. That's a whole different situation and a whole different law applies to that. But you have to know what it is and prosecute it appropriately. Let's say you're sitting at a red light and you're rear-ended, boom, you're hit. And you did have previous neck problems, as Brad just described. Maybe you got injured in flag football. Maybe you got injured in recreational sports. Maybe you got injured your neck in trying to do yard work. But that was 10 years ago. And so they say to you, the insurance company says to you, well, you had this problem 10 years ago. And keep in mind, you haven't had any symptoms for 10 years. It all went away. But you had the problem 10 years ago, so that's your real problem. It's not this 45-mile-an-hour rear-end impact that's your problem. It's the neck problem that you reported 10 years ago to your doctor. You went to two physical therapy sessions, and you were good 10 years ago. So the McLaughlin case aids that situation, and we can help you navigate that maze and tell you what McLaughlin means. Just know there's a big difference. And then there's a situation where you had neck pain before this crash. You got rear-ended. And maybe you were treating with a chiropractor right up to the time and date of the crash. McLaughlin says you have a whole different situation there. But you have to know that. You have to have a legal game plan. Doesn't that make sense to you? It does. I know. You have to have a strategy. The insurance companies have their own strategies. So, Brad, let's talk about the fact when the insurance company says, well, nothing was on the film. You had a pre-existing condition. It was 5 years ago, and you haven't treated since then. And how can people still prosecute their claim and win?
Well, absolutely, and they should prosecute their claim. And they're going to be successful, and they're going to be able to get recovery. Why? Because, okay, you had the injury, you recovered, you're fine, you're on your way. So the people listening to this show right now, as you're walking around, you say, well, I'm in good health right now, everything's fine. And I can point to you, and you're going to be able to show me where in the past you had certain injuries, you had certain problems. Now, that may make you more susceptible. It's like we said, yes, it makes you more susceptible, but you're not hurt. You have no symptoms. It's not adversely affecting your life. So you're looking, going, okay, I'm fine. Now, all of a sudden, you get hit. Or somebody is negligent in the way they've taken care of their property, and you fall and you get hurt. And now that same part of your body that was hurt before, years ago, for which you were totally recovered, is going to be hurting. And you look and say, oh man, I hurt it again. Well, that's the thing. You hurt it again, but you were over it. You had completed that situation. So now you're entitled to what this force, to what this accident, to what this crash, to what this fall caused you in your symptoms, in your pain and suffering, in your loss of enjoyment of life, in your inability to carry out your life as you normally would.
Do you think there's load placed on your joints and your disc and your nerves and your ligaments and your tendons when you're rear-ended or T-boned, head-on collision? Of course, engineers talk about load. It's a fascinating concept in the world of engineering. When you put load on an object, does it withstand the load? Can it hold it? Is there a tolerance of two times that load, three times that load? We're talking about your spine. We're talking about your anatomical structures. You will win this war. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Come to Bell and Pollock for a free initial consultation. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, put our over 30 years of experience to work for you. Now, we're talking about a pre-existing condition. Brad, let's move it up because the McLaughlin's case says it might be a little bit different situation if you've been treating up to the time of the accident, but the symptoms change. Maybe this accident, this rear-end accident, aggravated your symptoms. Can you recover for that?
Well, sure. It made it worse. And to the extent it made it worse, you're entitled to the difference of how it made it worse. That's what needs to be done through doctors. That's what needs to be done through professionals, is to determine how much worse it made it. Yes, I was in care for a previous injury, or I was in care for these symptoms. Yes, I was seeing a chiropractor on a regular basis for problems to my neck that had occurred a couple years earlier, and I was still seeing the chiropractor on what they call a maintenance situation, and I would still have pain in my neck. And yes, I was still getting treated. Then I got hit again, or I got hit and I get rear-ended. And next thing you know, I'm spending, instead of one time a month at the chiropractor, I'm going four times a month. And I'm having to go much more because I'm in worse pain. It's made it worse. And when will I return to the baseline that I was immediately prior to the crash? Well, that's going to take some time to figure out. That's going to take some time for the chiropractor or for the doctor or for your physical therapist to figure out.
You know, how about if you were treated with a chiropractor for 4 years prior to the time of this collision? They love that one because they think they're going to beat you, and now you've got whiplash. So you must dig down to the details. What did this accident cause? What was the rapid acceleration and deceleration? What did it cause? Is it a completely different constellation of symptoms or some of the old symptoms made worse or aggravated? Can you recover for that? Yes. Can you win this war? Yes. You should hear some of these doctors testify that these insurance companies hire. You know, when they say something like, well, you didn't go to the doctor for a week after the collision. Yeah, but I couldn't get an appointment. You didn't report all the symptoms on the day of the collision to the EMTs. No, they onset during the night and I couldn't get out of bed the next morning, right? So if you have a game plan, if you have a strategy to help yourself navigate these insurance mazes, you can win. 303-795-5900, 795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, another way to approach this whole situation is what do your medical records show? Obviously, we can't teach you the ins and outs of all that in an hour show. What do your medical records in the past show? What do they show now? How do you differentiate them? How can you use them to your advantage to prove your injuries and get legitimate, fair compensation from the insurance company who's trying to say or imply you're a fraud, you're a fake, you're cheating the system? They imply it. A dirty business, right? You said, I've just been living my life and I've been doing what my doctor says. I've been going to this doctor for 20 years. Never have I had this situation before, and I trust my family doctor. And then the insurance company's lawyers and their doctors say that doctor's treatment of you is not necessary, not reasonable. You should be over this whiplash. You shouldn't have headaches. You shouldn't have muscle tension problems. You shouldn't have radiculopathy. You shouldn't have depression. You shouldn't have mental issues. This, you should have recovered. You should have, you should have, you should have. You're going to get sick of it, but you can win. 303-795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we're right here in the studio for you. And guess what? When you come to our law firm, we'll be right there for you. See you next week.